You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Get Positive Results on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Teodi Anderson, and today I am talking to you from the PSI Pet Sitters International World Conference in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'll be talking to Beth Stoltz, the Director of Marketing Communications and Education for PSI. We'll be talking about what qualities you need to look for when you get a real pet sitter. And I'll be giving you some personal tips on how to make it easier for your pet sitter to take care of your pets when you have to travel. More when we come back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to Get Positive Results on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Judy Anderson. I'm here with Beth Stoltz, who is the Director of Marketing Communications and Education for Pet Sitters International. I am here, been honored to speak at Pet Sitters International World Conference in beautiful Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And Beth, it's been a great conference so far.
It really has been. We've had so many great speakers like yourself, but we actually have pet sitters from 30 states, Canada, Puerto Rico, and D.C., and they're just excited to learn about pet health and their business, so it's been a great weekend so far.
That is great attendance. And one of the things I love about this conference is the eagerness to learn, the eagerness for education. This is so important. People don't often think about that for their pet sitters, do they?
They don't. I think sometimes pet owners may think, oh, I just need someone to come feed my dog or cat while I'm gone. But being a professional pet sitter entails so much more. Our members are interested in learning the latest in pet health, pet behavior, pet care. They really stay up to date to make sure they provide the best possible care. And this conference really helps them do that.
I understand that you also have a certification program with Pet Sitters International. Could you give me some more information about that?
We do. PSI Certificate in Professional Pet Sitting is the most extensive coursework in the industry. It covers everything from basic pet care to the business side of owning a pet sitting business. But we're really proud of that program because pet sitters who complete that and become PSI certified professional pet sitters, pet owners can feel confident using them. They know that they have received instruction in all types of pet care and handling pet emergencies. And really, it's a pet sitter that they can trust in any situation that may arise with their pet.
That is awesome. We talk about that a lot in dog training, about there's a difference between dog trainers. Anyone can call themselves a dog trainer, but there's quite a difference. And same thing with pet sitters. People don't, I don't think, understand completely that what's wrong with hiring the high school kid down the street. High school kid down the street could be very responsible and a great, great kid. But what if something happens? What if there's a fire in your home? What if something happens to your pet, an injury? They really need a lot more education and experience and that background information.
Exactly. And unfortunately, we hear those types of stories all the time. With pet ownership being so high, the need for pet care is at an all-time high. And so we see it, especially online, has made it so easy for people to just post a listing online. I love pets. I'll care for your pet. But pet owners have to realize they really have to do their due diligence. Anyone can love a pet. Anyone maybe can fill up a pet food bowl. But in case of a true emergency, who do you want there with your pet? And so when pet owners do their homework, I think they'll see the peace of mind that professional pet sitters bring is really priceless.
I think there's a big difference in pursuing a career and then being a professional at that career. And I know that this year you launched a wonderful campaign. It was a video campaign on hire a real pet sitter, get a real pet sitter, I think it was. And Beth herself starred in this campaign. She's hysterical. I'm going to try to get a link to the clip on the page for Pet Life Radio. But it was all about Ashley, who loves pets. She just loves pets. And it cracked me up because I see this all the time. You want the person who comes into your home to love your pet and to take care of them. But it's much, much more than that. What are the types of things that an average pet owner should look for in a professional pet sitter? What kind of things should they check off their little boxes to make sure that they're getting a quality one?
you know, the message that we want to get across with Get a Real Pet Sitter and GetARealPetSitter.com is that loving pets is very important, but you need more than that in a professional pet sitter. We encourage pet owners to ask several questions. Is the pet sitter licensed to do business in your area if that's required by where you live? Also, does the pet sitter have insurance and bonding? That's extremely important. While we don't want to think that anything could possibly go wrong, if it does, you want to be covered. And so insurance and bonding, extremely important. Ask about the training that the pet sitter has completed. Are they a PSI certified pet sitter? Are they trained in pet first aid? Also, and something that's really detrimental or can be if pet sitters don't offer this, is do they have a service contract? There should be a service contract that details exactly what they're going to provide and what the pet owner can expect. So those are really important to ask for, and also a clear criminal background. I'm always surprised at how many pet owners think, I just don't think to ask about that. But if you're allowing someone into your home and giving them access to your pets, you want to make sure they can provide proof of a clear criminal history.
You're giving them a key to your house.
Exactly. And so I'm surprised you would not believe pet owners who have contacted us and said, I don't know why I didn't think of that. I think because they're looking for someone who loves their pet.
Exactly. If they love my dog, he must be okay.
And while I think that pet people are the best people, you still have to do your homework when you're choosing a pet sitter.
Absolutely. I'm really picky about who takes care of my pets. And I've been very, very fortunate in my pet sitters. But when I first started out, it was a matter of who's available. You do what you can. And then as I got more professional in my own career, I started realizing that I need this in other aspects of my life too, because I have been away on trips and had flights cancel. And I have been where I couldn't get home. And I knew that my pet was going to be taken care of simply because the caliber of person I had, you know, taking care of that at home.
The peace of mind really is priceless. And you know, another thing we joke about the kid down the street or those who just love pets. But another thing we don't often think about is that so many pet owners rely on their family or friends, which sounds like a good idea. But I cannot tell you the number of calls we received. We have heard of friendships breaking up over situations, because if you have a friend in your home and something happens to the home, we've had sinks overflow, a cat or dog actually get outside of the house, and then your friend's not covered. They're not insured. They're not bonded. They're not trained. And so really serious situations can result when you're not using a trained professional.
That is so true. And a lot of times, too, some of our pets have special needs, whether it's a physical need, a medical need, illness, or emotional. Maybe there's an aggression problem or mainly fear problem. Some of the pets, and going into a boarding kennel, even though it's a quality boarding kennel, is not a solution. It's much better to have that pet in the home, somebody coming in. Another highlight I always find that people find surprising is they're checking on your house while you're gone. They're checking your mail, maybe moving the lights around a little bit, but they're really responsible for a lot. So you want to make sure that that person is capable of handling that responsibility.
That's exactly right. They are doing more than just watch for your pet. That's why trusting them is so important. But you know, you mentioned boarding kennels. We always say some dogs, that works for them, but so many pets are really more happy in their home. But a good thing to remember too is, just like there are dog people and there are cat people, you want to find the pet sitter that's the right fit for you. So we always recommend an initial consultation. That gives the pet sitter a chance to meet you and your pets. And so if your pet does have a special need, or if your pet warms up to certain people, it's good to know that up front. And so we always encourage pet owners to have the pet sitter over, show them your pet's routine. And that gives both the pet owner and the pet sitter a chance to say, is this the right fit?
Absolutely. Hiring a professional, you should definitely talk to them ahead of time. And you want to make sure that your animals are going to feel comfortable with them and that they're going to follow your instructions. And I think it's also a sign of a really good pet sitter when they point out things like, by the way, do you need your plants watered, or, you know, what's the alarm code? Those types of things about your house that they also have to deal with. Also, the contract is priceless. What happens when you get stuck in traffic, or when you have a flight cancellation, or what if there's a disaster? We've had presentations during the conference this year about natural disasters. What if you're away from home and a hurricane hits? Who's going to help with those pets? And the pet sitter, especially if you establish a relationship with that pet sitter, they can be a really good person to turn to.
That's exactly right. And as you mentioned, a good contract is so important. A few other questions we find professional pet sitters will ask: in the event you can't return home, who's an emergency contact? Who's the emergency guardian for your pet? So there are so many things that you may not think about, but a good professional pet sitter is thorough. They're going to ask you these questions, and they're going to know exactly what to do and what your wishes are should something happen while you're away from your pets.
I think this is great. Well, we definitely want folks to get a real pet sitter. And thank you, Beth, for having me here and for participating in Get Positive Results. Any last tips you want to give someone perhaps thinking about going into pet sitting as a career?
You know, we've encouraged pet owners and pet sitters to visit petsit.com. There you'll find any information you want about the industry, how it's growing, things you may want to consider if you're becoming a pet sitter. And also, if you're looking for a pet sitter, you can find more tips there.
Awesome. Well, this has been Beth Stoltz, the Director of Marketing Communications and Education for Pet Sitters International. And I'm your host, Hudi Anderson, on Get Positive Results Radio. We'll be right back.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
You're back on Get Positive Results on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Teody Anderson. It's been such a wonderful conference speaking at the Pet Sitters World Conference in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to share some personal tips for helping your pet sitter take better care of your pets. Pet sitters go above and beyond all the time. And if it's one thing I learned over and over again at this conference, listening to all their stories, is that they truly, truly care for your pets just as much as you do. And the whole point is that peace of mind that Beth talked about, giving you peace of mind while you travel. I certainly know that I couldn't do all the traveling that I do, and I do quite a bit of traveling, if it wasn't for my wonderful pet sitter who takes such good care of my boys when I'm gone. I don't have to worry about them. I've had pets in the past that had special health needs, and I knew that they were going to be well taken care of, even when I wasn't there to do it myself. So when you choose a professional pet sitter, and I do want you to get a professional pet sitter, here are some things that you can do to make it easier. One is you can make sure that they meet your pet ahead of time. Beth mentioned this about there really should be a personal visit, and there should. You want to make sure that you click with the person, that they're going to see eye to eye with you, and that your pets are going to enjoy that person too and enjoy being around that person. Watch how the person interacts with your pets. Are they friendly? Do they notice the pet? Are your pets responding well to them? Know, of course, that if you have a challenging pet, maybe one that's a little fearful, they're not going to necessarily suddenly climb in the lap of this person, but you know your pet and you're going to watch their interactions with this person. Be sure to leave detailed instructions. I am notorious. Okay, I'm a writer. What can I say? But I leave page after page of instructions for my pet sitter, and she's so patient with me. But I have details on what their medications are, what their feeding schedule is, what their cues are. Hopefully, all of my listeners are training their pets, and your dog's going to respond to specific cues. So, leave a list for your pet sitter of what cues mean what. For example, if your dog has a specific cue to go potty, that's a really helpful thing for the pet sitter to have. You want them to have a nice selection and menu of cues that your dog will respond to. Dogs respond to different cues based on what you teach them. So give your pet sitter a list of the cues that your dog will normally respond to. Lists of medications can be so important. If you have a special needs pet that has a lot of medications, you can certainly set up one of those pill boxes. I have one for Sawyer. Sawyer needs a lot of pills, but he's got a pill box like a little old man with morning and night and 7 days a week. It's really convenient. I lay it all out for my pet sitter so she's got it handy. I use it for myself here at home to make my life easier too. But in addition to filling that up, I also leave the bottles. What if you're delayed? What if you don't come home when you need to because of a plane delay? You want to make sure that your pet sitter has extras of everything. So make sure you're going to give extra food. Definitely tell your pet sitter where the food is. If you leave your dog at a pet sitter's home, which is an option with some pet sitters, make sure that you bring extras of everything. Tell your pet sitter where your pet's favorite places are, favorite toys, what kind of games they like to play. Make sure, of course, you leave emergency contact information, not just for you, but for someone nearby, near your home, that you trust to take care of your pets or help if something happens. I always leave the phone numbers of a few very close friends and family that are in town, just in case my pet sitter needs to call on one of them for whatever reason. Don't forget to leave contact information for your veterinarian. so your pet sitter will know who your veterinarian is, and any specialists. I have had pets that needed specialists in the past, whether it was internists or oncologists, and I left those special numbers as well, just in case they had a health crisis that was related to the special illness or disease that they had. So don't forget to leave all that information. We also learned about disaster planning at the PSI conference, which was really, really handy. And one thing that I thought was a great idea was to leave pictures of your pet. You want to make sure that you have them with you at all times. Of course, in case you're traveling with your pet and your pet gets away from you, but you also want to leave current pictures with your pet sitter. Heaven forbid somebody get out of a gate, somebody bolt through a door, something happen. You want your pet sitter to be able to get hold of a very handy current picture, not a picture of what your pet looked like years ago, but a current picture just in case something happens. Or none of us ever want to think about these natural disasters, but here in the South, we're dealing with hurricane season right now. So I think of these things. If you ever are away and traveling and a natural disaster hits your home, your pet sitter may need a current photo to try to locate your pet, heaven forbid, should something happen. So that's just a little extra tip there, current photos of your pet. Of course, you want to list any of their personal preferences, where they like to be petted, where they don't like to be petted, things that bother them. You don't have to leave an encyclopedia, but the more information you can provide that pet sitter, the better it will be. Just take a minute and have a worst case scenario in your head, which none of us likes to do, and think, all right, if I was taking care of my pet, what would I need? And give that information to your pet sitter. They don't want to have to be scrambling for it later. They want to have it handy. When you're interviewing pet sitters too, I want you to ask them about their training methods and ask them how they deal with problematic pets or misbehaving pets or hooligans, as I like to call them. Are they going to drop kick your dog across the room? Well, then you probably don't want to hire them. Are they going to deal with the dog in a humane, modern manner? That's what you're looking for. So in addition to obviously interviewing the pet sitter for all the care and nurturing and day-to-day activities and husbandry things that your pets are going to need, don't forget to ask about training. You don't want a pet sitter who is going to feed your dog on schedule and pill them on schedule and make sure they're okay, but yank them around or get angry with them and use physical abuse if they just suddenly get rambunctious or jump on them. So make sure you're both on the same page when it comes to that as well. Pet sitters can be a wonderful, wonderful member of the team to help take care of your pet, along with your veterinarian, along with your trainer, along with you. I said in my presentation, in one of my presentations at PSI, that sometimes it takes a village, and it can be a great village that you build from scratch with people that you trust. It's just a wonderful organization, and if you are interested in finding a PSI member, you can go to petsit.com, and they have a list of their professional members there. Once again, this has been Teodi Anderson on Get Positive Results on Pet Life Radio. If you'd like to reach me, you can find me on Facebook. That's facebook.com/Teodi Anderson. You can keep up with all my appearances, upcoming books. I've got one coming out in maybe a couple months. I'm very excited about some of my other appearances and such. So follow me on Facebook. You can go to the website, getpositiveresults.com, or you can email me, Teodi, that's T-E-O-T-I, at petliferadio.com. Thanks, as always, to my wonderful producer. Thanks for PSI for having me, and I hope to join you again on Get Positive Results on Pet Life Radio.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.